Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Adam Witte's here. Adam is a great member of our Brain Trust. 7 years now he's been hanging out with us, founder and chief executive officer of Advantage Forbes Books, and he's been helping people put their authorship dreams into reality for a long time. He's a young man who's accomplished an awful lot, and I'm really proud of his leadership in the marketplace and all the happy people he has working with him and working and who are his customers. And it's been a pleasure to know him over the years. Adam Witte, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me again.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that I'm trying to help small business owners do, and you are too, is helping them understand the concept of being a thought leader, being an authority in what they do. And most small business owners don't realize that they actually are world-class experts at what they do and that other people would like to know what they think about that. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, small business owners and entrepreneurs, we are subject matter experts at what it is that our company does. And we know more about that topic than 99.9% of all humanity.
Right.
And we discount ourselves because we just assume that, well everybody knows.
Everybody knows this.
Not the case at all. And, you know, we live in a hyper-competitive world, and so many of your listeners run businesses that could be seen as a commodity, whether you're a financial advisor, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer. You know, people just, oh, there's tons of doctors that I can go to. Well, your job as an entrepreneur is never to let your customer commoditize you. Because as soon as that happens, it's a race to the bottom.
That's right.
And people are buying on the lowest price available. So the entrepreneur, the business owner, has to say, how am I going to dramatically differentiate myself in a very crowded marketplace?
Mm-hmm.
And as you pointed out, the best way to do that is to strategically build authority, build thought leadership, and build expertise that literally puts you in a category of one, and it makes you the guy or the gal that everybody wants to work with.
You know, Adam, a few decades ago in another life, I was an executive in an investment, in a part of the investment world, where we operated off of very sophisticated documents. I mean, highly sophisticated financial and legal documents. And one of my jobs was to help people understand how to help professionals understand how to read those. I say professionals like CPAs and tax attorneys and things like that. Well, when I first started doing that, I got invited to speak to a group of 100 tax attorneys and CPAs in Las Vegas. And I hadn't been doing this all that long. And I remember thinking, they're going to eat me alive. What do I have to? Well, I'm not a CPA. I'm not a tax attorney. They're going to eat me alive. They'll kill me. This will be awful. Well, I get out there, and in about 5 minutes, I realized I was about 100 times smarter about what I knew than they were, and they needed to know what I knew. And I, you know, I was at that moment standing in front of these people, talking about what I was talking about. I was the smart one. And I didn't give myself credit for knowing what I knew, and that's what I think small business owners do.
We don't give ourselves credit. We underrepresent our true abilities, and in the world today, consumers are looking for the person that is the expert, and it's your job as a business owner to proclaim yourself the expert mm-hmm. on whatever it is that you know a lot about, whatever it is that your company does, and then share that information, share that expertise with potential customers, again, to make you the obvious choice that they should want to work with.
Yep. And the thing is, when you are that person, that not everybody, but enough people want to be part of that to pay your price, which means, and your price needs to make sure that your margins, you have enough margins in the price to be successful. And that's the reason, this is how, what you talk about every day in your work, Adam, helping people become authorities, help them become thought leaders in various ways. This is how to help a small business raise their margins, raise their profitability, and to find more success. But first they have to understand that they don't have to conquer the world to do that, do they? Everybody doesn't have to buy into that. Just enough.
That's right, just enough. And let's hope that your competitors don't, so you can be in the cat-bird position.
Right.
I want to mention something that's really important for your listeners. Remember this. The higher up in income you go, the more people pay you for who you are
mm-hmm.
rather than what you do.
Yep.
And
say,
so
say that to again. Attract, say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
The higher up in income you go, regardless of whatever industry
you're in. When you say income, you mean customer income, right?
So that's right. The income that you make, the income that your business makes, and the amount of money that customers are willing to pay.
Right, okay.
So the higher up in income you go, the more they are paying for who you mm-hmm. are rather than what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of doctors, there's a lot of dentists, there's a lot of chiropractors, there's a lot of lawyers, there's a lot of financial advisors, there's a lot of small businesses that seem to do what you do. And so if you want to attract customers that are willing to pay more so you can have higher margins, so you can have higher profits, then it becomes even more important that you become an authority mm-hmm. because when you become an authority, when you become a thought leader, you are building your who, and people that pay the most money, they're paying to work with a certain who, not right. just to have the practical product or service.
Because the practical product or service is a commodity, and you can't be
That's
successful
right.
as a small business owner selling commodities. We come back, Adam's going to show you how to make this happen. 20 after. Right back with Adam Witte.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.